Sagt der Elgemisch der Weite, Masech des Ahalas, Perik Tess, Mishnah Tess, Zayin. Chavi Yeshia Sheves, Al Shuleha Ba'avi. What do we have over here? Well, believe it or not, we're kind of going back to the beehives, but don't panic. It's a similar case to the beehive, but we're no longer talking about a beehive. We're talking about a barrel made out of cheres, so it can't become tummy. Stop. Cheres can't become tummy? The inside of the klicheres becomes tummy. So we're going to see later, we're talking about he finished the powder who made this, finished it, he shaped it, the barrel. What he didn't do is put it into the oven to solidify it. And therefore, at this point, it wouldn't be mekabel tummy yet. That's what we're saying. This chavias cannot be mekabel tummy. So once again, sechtes ahalis perik. So once again, sechtes ahalis perik tes, mishnah tes zayin. Chavias, this barrel. Shuyasheves ashuleo. It's sitting, meaning facing up. It's sitting on its bottom. In other words, it's facing upwards. Ba'avir. And if I'm standing next to the barrel and I look up, what do I see? I see the sky. Zokta batanur. Let me tell you what their barrels look like. They were narrow on top, wide in the middle, and then it got a little narrower toward the bottom. You know the picture of the little jugs that hold the Shem and Zayas? Some Anayris come with a little jug or pictures of it. So some of them are shaped this way. Narrow at the top, that's where the opening is. In the middle it bulges out on both sides, and then it gets a little narrower toward the bottom. So that's the type of Chavias over here that is sitting upright outside. Underneath this chavias, there happens to be a kezayis of a mace. Kezayis of a mace was placed over there. Or inside, keneged kurkarasa. What does this mean? Keneged kurkarasa. So it comes from the lashon of the floor, like the karka means the bottom. And what it means is that the kezayis of the mace is inside the barrel, but it's on the floor in the center of the barrel. So if you would shine a laser light from the kezayis of the mace straight up, you would go straight out of the barrel into the narrow opening of the barrel. Or if you would look into the barrel, standing over it, you would be staring at the kezayis of the mace. So again, the kezayis of the mace is either underneath or it's inside, smack in the middle. Zok the Mishnah, Tumah Bekas V'Oila, the Tumah, goes straight up out of the mouth of the barrel, because we redes, and goes straight down under the barrel. So basically, any keli that would be in the line of this zayus would become tummy, whether it's underneath, whether it's on top. This would be similar to Mishnah Yud Gimel that we learned earlier, where the keveres is sitting on its base, and we said it's a complete keli, and the tumah is underneath. So remember, we said the tumah goes straight up or straight down. So here too, the tumah goes straight up and straight down. But if there's a keli off to the side, that's going to be tar. Vaitra zok the Mishnah, v'achavi is tamei. If we touch this literally, the barrel is also tummy. But the barrel cannot become tummy. We're talking about a barrel that's not makabel tumah. We're going to see that soon. So what then do we mean over here when we say the barrel is tummy? We mean to say kalim that's inside the chavias. Opposite the tumah would become tummy. In other words, not only would a keli on top of the chavias, directly in the line of the kezayis mes in the chavias become tummy, but any keli in the chavias would become tummy, if it's in the direct line of the tumah. What if it is tachas dafna mebechutz? The kezayis of tumah is not underneath this barrel. But remember how we explained the barrel, that it bulges from the sides? Well, it's under that bulge. That's where the kezayis mace is. So here too says the Mishnah tumah bekas v'oila, the tumah of the kezayis, is going to go through the bulge of that barrel. And if there's a keli on top of the bulge, in the direct line of the tumah, it's going to become tummy. And because we read this, if the kezayis min hames is on top of the bulge, the tumah will come straight down and be metame any keli, even if it's underneath the bulge. The tumah will not respect this bulge. The hachav is tar. What does it mean over here? The chavias is tar. In this case, where the kezayis is not directly underneath, and it's not inside, but it's under the bulge, whatever is in the chavias itself is going to be tar. Wait a second. What if there's a keli in the chavias, in the bulge part of the chavias, and it's directly in the line of the tumah? Whether the tumah is underneath or on top? Well, that's what the Mishnah means. Whatever is in the chavias is going to be tar. The chavias will protect it. This shouldn't be something terribly new to us. We had this with the Kaveris, where the Tumah skips the beehive, but it's metama anything that's in a direct line on top of it. Or if it's on top, it skips the beehive, and it's metama whatever's underneath it. That was the case where the Kaveris was laying on its side. So if you remember how we explained it, then when the Kaveris is laying on its side, and there's Tumah underneath it. So what's in the Kaveris is protected because there's a floor and a ceiling to the Kaveris. See here too, if it's laying under the bulge, there's like a bottom and a top. So what's inside the barrel is protected, just like what was inside the Kaveris will be protected, even in the line of Tumah. Bisaycha, let's say the Kazayas Tumah is inside the barrel, not under the bulge, inside the barrel. Vitachas Dafna. So literally, Tachas Dafna means underneath the wall. But what does it mean? It means that the Tumah is inside the barrel in the bulging part by the side, where it bulges out to the side. If the Tumah was in the center, it's not underneath the wall. It's underneath the opening. But because it's in the part of the barrel that bulges off to the side, so if you would crawl into the barrel and you would look up from the Tumah, what would you see? You would see the wall, because the wall like bulges out and bulges in. That's what we mean, the Tachas Dafna. So again, Besaycha, if the Tumah is inside the Chavias, the Tachas Dafna, and it's underneath the bulge in the wall of the Chavias, inside. So Im Yesh Bat Fonois Peseach Tefach, we're going to have to measure this bulge. If I have a square tefach over here, or really a cube tefach, tefach up, tefach long, tefach wide, hakol tummy, everything is tummy. Everything inside, everything on top, and underneath. Well, this is a pretty big bulge. It's a tefach by a tefach. But lamaisa, everything is going to be tummy. Why? Because it becomes its own oil, and that oil is going to spread the tumah throughout the entire chavias, with the exception of directly underneath the opening. Ukeneged pia will be tar. Anything that's opposite the mouth of the chavias will be tar. Good deal, you don't have this oil. What's directly under the opening atop is not part of the oil. So again, if the tumah is in the bulge part, inside, and the bulge is so big there's a tefach by a tefach, it becomes like its own oil, and it'll be metame everything in this chavias besides for what's in a straight line to the opening. V'im lav, if the bulge is not so big, you don't have a tefach by a tefach inside it. And there's tumah inside the bulge, so it's not an oil. If it's not an oil, so tumah bekasva oila, bekasva yeredes, then the tumah that's inside the bulge will go straight up and be metame anything on top, and come straight down and be metame any keli that's under the bulge. But only what's in a straight line. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, bameh dvarim amurim. When would we say these halachos? Dafka b'tahira, if the barrel was tar. That's what it means literally, but the Batanura says it means more than that. It means the type of barrel that cannot become tumah, because it was made out of cheres. Cheres can't become tummy, cheres can become tummy. And the answer is, cheres will only become tummy, maybe you remember this on the Sechdes Kalim, after it was nitzrafa b'kifshon. You have to like cook it up. That solidifies it. But if you never finished off cooking the kli cheres, it doesn't become tummy. So all these halachas we said till now is talking about a chavias that it itself is tar. So basically it's similar to the kaveris, if you remember. He said the kaveris was tar because it takes in 40 saw. But because it's a functioning keli, it has some level of tumah. It can't block tumah unless it's an oil. So the same is true with this chavias that cannot become tummy. But if this is the type of chavias that could become tummy, in other words, he finished it off. He cooked it in the oven after he finished the klicheres. That's what's done with pottery. Then it's mekabel tumah. Oy or gevoyim in aretz tefach. Even if it can't become tummy. Let's say he didn't finish off by putting it into the kivshon. But it's a tefach off the ground. It's not mamash on the ground. So what's underneath becomes an oil. Oy or mechusa, or it was covered on the top. So the entire top, from one side to the other, also becomes an oil. Oy kefuya alpia, or it was upside down. The mouth of the barrel is down. So if I'm looking down now at the barrel, what do I see? I see the floor of the barrel and the bulging sides. I don't see the opening, that's on the floor. The barrel is upside down. In all these cases, the halacha would be tumah. If this kazayis of tumah, tachteh is either underneath the chavias, Oy besoicha or inside. Oy al gaba or on top. Haka. Anything that's in one of these places, tummy would be tummy. But it's not all the same. The first case is a little bit different than the last three. In the first case, where the chavias is mekabel tumah itself, because it was completely finished off, it was burnt in the furnace. I don't mean it was burnt up, meaning to say you did what you had to do for it to light it up so it becomes hard, and from this point and on, the chavias will be mekabel tumah. So in this case, the chavias itself becomes tummy from the mace, and the male all kelim that are inside it, even if it's not in the direct line of the mace, becomes tummy. So again, when the keli itself is mekabel tumah, anything inside it, whether it's in the line of the mace or not, is going to become tummy. The whole inside of the kli cheres becomes tummy. What's on top of it, meaning to say outside, but on top, that would become tummy if it's keneged hazayis, because the tumah shoots up, but there on top of it, it's only if it's in the direct line of the tumah. In the other three cases, where it's off the ground by a tefach, or it's covered, or it's upside down. So again, true, you have an oil. And the tumah spreads throughout the area underneath the oil. Whether it's throughout the area underneath the chavias, which is now up a tefach, you have a tefach by a tefach there, or it has a lid, so you now have an oil on the inside, or it's upside down, so again you have an oil because there's no opening to the top. In this case, it's a little bit more strict than where the chavias is mekabel tumah, because what's going to happen over here is the whole area underneath the oil becomes tummy, and that tumah in the whole area is going to rise up and down. And there'll be metama things outside of the chavias, even if it's not directly in the path of the kezias of tumah. Once I have an oil, there's no longer straight line of tumah, not straight line of tumah. The tumah spreads from side to side, and then goes up. Okay, so once again, I think we'll just chazer over the Mishnah inside. If you want to go further, you can go further. Or you can listen to the Mishnah again. Chavias, we have a barrel that could not be mekabel tumah because it's kli cheres and it wasn't finished off yet. It wasn't put into the oven. She yeshevetz al shuleo, it's sitting on its floor, meaning upright, ba'avir, in the open area. Look up, you see the sky, and it is within a tefach from the ground. Its opening faces the top. Kezayis ben emes nosin techter, there's a kezayis ben emes underneath it. Or there's a kezayis ben emes betoicha keneged kurasa. In other words, it's on the floor of the chavias, but it's directly underneath the mouth. If you'd put it in a yardstick, it would go straight up from the tumah through the opening on top. So then the din is tumah bekasva oila bekasva yuedis. The tumah goes up and down. Anything that's in its path will become tummy. V'chavias tmeya. And anything inside the chavias that is keneged hazayis, that is also in its path, will also be tummy. In other words, what the Mishnah is telling us is that the chavias cannot protect it. It's a keli, it's not an oil, even though it's not mekabel tumah, but it still cannot block the tumah. There's no wall on top of it. On top of it, you have the opening. So I can't say this keli blocks the tumah. The next part of the Mishnah taught us that if the kezayis is laying tachas dafna mebechutz, because this chavias has like a bulge on the side, it bulges on both sides, and the tumah is laying underneath the bulge, that tumah goes up. If the tumah is underneath the bulge, a keli on top of the bulge will become tummy. If there's a tumah on top of the bulge, a keli underneath will become tummy. Although what's inside the chavias, which now has both a top and a bottom, because it's in the bulge, that would not become tummy. Here the chavias could save it, because it's not in the open air, like in the first case. If the kezayis was lying inside, besoicha, v'tachas dafna, in other words, the kezayis of tumah is inside the bulge part. So if somebody could crawl into the bulge part of the chavias, he would look up. Technically, what he sees is the wall, because the wall goes like a bulge, in and out. That's what the Mishnah means, underneath the wall. It's the tumah is in the bulge part of the chavias. So im yesh defanes beseich tefach, if that bulge part of the chavias has a cubic tefach, that's how big it is, then hakal, everything that's in that bulge is going to become tummy, even if it's not connected as ice. Because in this case, the walls become an oil, and the tumah is going to spread. Ukeneged pia, however, what's lying opposite the open part of the chavias, that's tar, and that's not underneath the oil, only what's in the bulge part. V'im lab, if you don't have a beseich tefach in the bulge part, So the kazayis that's laying there becomes what's called tumah ritzutza, tumah that goes up or down. So then the tumah is bekasva oila bekasva yeredes, meaning to say it goes straight up, straight down, and only what's in the path of the kazayis will become tumah. All of this was said by a chavius that cannot become tumah because it wasn't put into the oven yet. It's kli charis that wasn't totally finished off. That's not mekabel tumah. But if it was a chavius that could become tumah, it's right to be mekabel tumah because he did finish it off. He did put it into the kivshan. Or the Mishnah said, even if it's not right to be mekabel tumah, let's say he didn't put it into the oven yet. But it's gvayim in the aretz tefach, there's a tefach underneath. From the floor till the bottom of the chavius, there's a tefach. Or it's not directly open in the middle, but it's covered. There's a lid on it. It's mechusa. Or the third case is, it's kefuy al piya, it's upside down. So now also, it's not open to the top. So then the din is, in all these cases, if the chavius is laying tachtah, underneath the chavius, or besaycha, or inside, or on top, meaning on top of the mouth, then everything in all these places are tameh, however there's a difference. In the case where the chavius is mekabel tumah, so the chavius itself becomes tameh meis, and memela, anything that's inside becomes tameh. Whatever's inside is going to become tameh, even if it's not in the path of the zayis. Whatever is on top, however, outside of the chavius, is only going to become tameh in the path of the kazayis, in the straight line of the tumah. Inside the chavius, the tumah will go all over, outside only in the straight line of the chavius. But in the last three cases, where either it's high a tefach, or there's a lid on top, or it's upside down, so here you have a real oil, now the tumah spreads from side to side. So not only inside will it become tameh all over, but even on top and on bottom, it'll become tummy. Any keli that's there will become tummy, even if it's not in the path of the kezayis.